Oasis Audio presents The Growling Bear Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. On Top of the World. The four Alden children posed for a picture in front of a log sign. The sign was tall, even taller than Henry, the oldest of the children. The youngest Alden, 6-year-old Benny, sandwiched himself between his two older sisters, Jessie and Violet. He smiled for his grandfather's camera.
"Cheese and crackers,"
Benny said, breaking into a grin. "Hold those smiles," Mr. Alden called out. "I just ran out of film. Stay for a minute while I reload." Jessie said to Henry, Violet, and Benny,
"Let's move aside so these other tourists can take pictures in front of the sign, too."
Benny asked Jessie,
"Why does everybody stop here to get pictures taken?"
Jessie was always full of information.
"Well, Benny," she began, "we're standing on the Continental Divide. It runs along the top of the Rocky Mountains. On one side of the divide, streams and rivers flow west to the Pacific Ocean. On the other side, they go east toward the Atlantic Ocean. The Continental Divide is famous. That's why people have their pictures taken here."
Benny squinted at the log sign.
"Well, I get it. If I pour my water bottle out right here, half the water will go one way, and the other half will go the other way."
"Why don't you try it and find out?" Henry suggested. Benny poured his water bottle onto the dry ground.
"Hey! All my water disappeared into the ground," he complained.